Well, you
hey,
know.
Welcome to the Inside Hour. Reverend Roxy, take it away.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Lynn. It's the dawning of a new age, time to set things right and start a new page of fantastic, brand new, spanking new day. It's a new page in history. Let's build some strong foundations for the people, race, with pride and dignity and some human grace. And then let's move forward. We're going to move forward. All right, everybody, you know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's time for the Inside Hour, and we are coming live. I'm here in Hawaii. I'm Reverend Roxy, and it is my pleasure to bring on the investigative reporter with the most, Sherry Kane, and our absolute incredible researcher, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we'll be talking about some fantastic things. But like we know, before we do anything, we got to give it up to the Creator. Dr. Len, will you please give us the invocation for this evening's wisdom session?
Well, thank you, Reverend Roxy. Yes, indeed. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for all the opportunities you give us, such as this one, to broadcast on BBS Radio every Tuesday night. Join our hearts with all those people who have loving hearts that are listening. We thank you for all the things that are happening, even the challenges that are obviously opportunities for us to wake up, become aware, become far more loving, far more creative in your love, in your creativity, in your frequency of resonance of divinity. We praise you for all these glorious blessings, from the food we ate, the air we breathe, that we're still able to breathe some air that's not intoxicated by chemtrail sprays, is by your grace. And we praise you for the sustenance and the spirit that keeps us vibrating to your divinity in harmony with all of nature. We praise you for this opportunity to do whatever we can do to serve you and your people to the best of our ability. And we ask for a special blessing tonight of protection and health and longevity, and all the Inside Hour listeners, everyone that's listening to BBSRadio.com. And we ask for a special blessing and anointing of creative juice so that we can all flow into the 1,000 years of world peace together, unharmed, unscathed, unfrightened by all of the issues, the challenges that all the ignorant masses and the sinners have been generating for themselves through their own conspiracy of silence, their own fear, their own intimidations. May you, Heavenly Creator, inspire them with faith so that they can come out of their shells, so that we can evolve into a healthy, happy, more successful world together in your service. In Yeshua's name, praise you. Amen.
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 Well, there you go. There's sets the stage for this evening. It's a very, very interesting time we're living in, Reverend Roxy. And we're here with Sherry Kane. Sherry and I were having a discussion today about how it is that the sheeple are literally placed into this state of comatose reality, the illusion, the grand illusion of the way that we live our lives through eating of the fruit, not of so much our labor, but of the fruit of deception, illusion, intoxication. And it's a genocidal fruit that we are witnessing. And we now know, because we've watched Pharmahores, the documentary film, and we've been investigating the devil doers on Wall Street that are literally creating from Goldman Sachs a parade of both money managers into the United States Department of the Treasury and the all the revenue-generating organizations, including our own FDA. It's all basically Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Rockefeller, et al., creating all of the agents and agencies that are dumbing us down through their mainstream media. So we were looking at that issue today, and we're saying to ourselves, there's one thing that we know that can save everybody, and that's the Creator's grace and the Creator's blessing us as we're advancing now, waiting any day, in fact, for the launch of 528records.com, because we know love is the universal healer, we know music is the universal language, and we know water that you're made of, 80% of your body is full of water, is the universal solvent, the salve pollute, the solvent of the pollution, and that we are the water. We are the living water. And that's exactly what Jesus basically said when he was baptized with John. John was dunking everybody in the living water to uplift everybody into this divine frequency and this harmony, resonance. So it's an interesting time, Reverend Roxy. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. And what's really interesting about that whole thing is that, you know how they're always calling us conspiracy theorists, and we are always coming up and making up these stories about the different things. If you say that Roosevelt and the military and the Navy intelligence knew that Japan was going to bomb Pearl Harbor 3 days before they did it, and they didn't say anything because they had cracked the Japanese codes, and you say that, then people go, oh, that's not true. That wasn't true. You know, and in order to make that happen, they had to eliminate Roosevelt, so he got a headache and died. But Eleanor Roosevelt was not welcome in Russia because Stalin didn't get to see, have his man go look at the body to see if he really did die of a cerebral hemorrhage. So what you have are people acting strangely. What I ask people to do is to really pay attention to the news, to really pay attention to the spin. And then go do your homework, which means is to then go and find these old guys and go find their children and go find their corporations and go find their money and see for yourself how they are working it. You'll find out for yourself. And once you know there's a contract on your life, then what's your life worth? Are you going to just run off to the man with the gun, or are you going to do something different? Fight a different fight, which means is that what we surrender to is love. This is where we all just have to surrender, drop to our knees and say, I love this earth. This is my support. This is my, and we don't have that from those people. They'll give us the synthetics. They'll give us the chemicals. They'll give us the new fads and the novelties. Is there anything we can do? This is the judgment day. This is what everybody's been waiting for. If you think it can't get any worse, Dr. Len, I'll give it back to you and Sherry, but if you can't do it anymore, they talking about oil plumes now. They never seen oil plumes. What's leaking out there in Louisiana? That's the
case. Yeah.
Do something about
Sherry.
That.
Well, what we've been saying from the beginning is don't believe everything you hear, even from us. Do your own research. Everything
right.
that we tell you, we have researched thoroughly. Now
right.
it's your turn. Go out and do your research. Definitely check it out. Everything we're saying is true. I know you, Len, got some important documentation to back up the 528 frequency that was suppressed by the Rockefellers.
Yes.
And you have, I mean, you've gotten some great, great documentation.
Yeah,
this week
very, very good. Very revealing week this week.
And so I think that's important. I mean, it's all, you know, what you need to do, people out there, is again, I mean, we're talking about independent thinking. We read something in by Natural News that talked about how they want to give people psychiatric drugs for being
normal,
for actually having their own minds, for being independent thinkers. And it, being independent thinkers has not been welcomed by our society. People want you to join their cult, to join the cult out there, to join
yeah,
in the
pop the sheeple
culture.
Cults.
Right, the pop culture, what's popular, and it's not always what's right, what's popular.
Popular is fearful.
Exactly.
Popular has zero faith. Popular doesn't pray for manifesting miracles. Popular listens to A440 standard tuning, created literally by the Rockefeller Foundation and the United States Navy as they were investigating various frequencies way back in the 1920s, and then beginning to implement the A440 standard tuning of all of our music. They literally determined that it would cause emotional upset, stress, it would be unhealthy. And they did that in a war research arena. It was determined this week from some very excellent research that was done initially by James Tobias, who's an education professor, is a professor of education at the University of California, and that's Riverside. And he published a paper that's on the internet that I happened to discover and then got in touch with him, realized he didn't even put it up there. Somehow he submitted it to the Rockefeller Archives, and the archives happened to put it on the internet somewhere, and somehow by the grace of the Creator, I got the manuscript, and it goes into detail about who was conducting sound frequency research back in the 1920s, funded by Rockefeller Foundation. And you had the United States Navy that determined that this would be the ideal frequency for the war arenas and the entire war research effort. And then subsequent to the failure to institute the A440 standard tuning, the Rockefeller cartel gave Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich, the assignment to literally institute and promote the institution throughout Europe of A440 standard tuning as the wonderful, wonderful standard. But what's interesting also, the research this week found that there was a couple researchers and the top of the field, his name is Llewellyn, he had published that the massive amounts of musicians rejected the A440 standard tuning, and his own personal experience as an expert in the field, the top expert in the field, in fact, as well as a musician himself, was that the tendency always for concert composers and musicians was always to move up to 444 hertz for their A. That is the equivalent of 528, that's the C note, C5 on the piano. It's, in other words, it's one octave above the middle C on your piano. That's A444 or C equals 528. They are the equivalents. And so the tendency was by nature, the loving hearts of the musicians and the concert pianists, all of those people were tuning naturally high because they simply couldn't vibe to the standardization down at A440. So when we now have literally any day now, we're simply waiting, just like you are, for the launch of 528records.com. And, of course, you know we're sponsored. The Insight Hour is sponsored by tetrahedron.org, the publishing company that publishes our books, tapes, DVDs, CDs. You can get all of this also on our other support group is healthyworldstore.com. And now you're going to be invited to join healthyworldaffiliates.com. Healthy World Affiliates is also co-sponsoring and partnering with you and me. We're both together going to be partners in Healthy World Affiliates. And one of the initiatives that we're advancing with Healthy World Organization that includes the Healthy World Affiliates initiative is this whole revolution in consciousness musically, using the musical mathematics of divinity to bless humanity optimally so that we can move out of this illusion, this deception, this dumbing down of the population, that we are not sheep. We are not meant by nature to be engaging fear, which is a neuroticism that our egoic brains have literally been entrained into, programmed into by the media programmers. So the mainstream news media that plays to pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival, that's playing to the human ego, and that is also what the A440 hertz tuning plays to. So everything stimulates this whole concept that we are sheep, that we don't think from our hearts in love. We don't create from our hearts in love. We create from our minds in specialty fields and academic tracking and training that literally produces Manchurian candidates who are licensed to kill like the medical deities, and we all run to our medicine cabinets to take this poison when the fact of the matter is there's only one thing that really does all the healing, and that's the Holy Spirit. So this is the whole now revolution. We're advancing healthy world revolution. It's a peaceful revolution. It's a loving revolution. In fact, this whole concept of taking up arms to fight battles that are literally created, instituted by the global elite, the banksters. You know, Sherry and I, the other night, we went to see Robin Hood. And nothing's changed in millennia. The fact of the matter is, back then, the kings were also asking for taxes, and they were creating wars, and they were creating dissonance, and they were going through their ego trips, and they were literally taking, stealing the food from the tables of we the people, even back then. And so this is what's going on today.
And you had people who were power hungry and people with, they were completely ignorant. They had, when a king died and his son became the king, he could be a complete ignorant guy.
Idiot.
Absolutely nothing about strategies.
Sounds
about
like Barack Obama today.
How to deal with people, or how to actually be diplomatic, or how to be kind to the people for them to want to serve you. And that is something he could not understand or get. And I think that Robin Hood was an example to him, where he winded up fighting with him in the battle, but he was still completely ignorant.
Right. So anyway, you know, folks, if you haven't seen Pharma Whores, get online, go to www.pharmahores, that's pharmawhores.com. And that's one of the products in the Healthy World Affiliates program that we're asking you to distribute. Help get this truth that shall set us free out to the world. Because if you get this truth out there, then they can't manipulate, coerce, enslave, and kill us at will anymore. So this is really important.
And we're doing a tour right now with Pharma Whores, so we can come to your town and do a Q&A and a screening. We are going to be in San Francisco again. We're going to be there on June 4th to June 6th. We're going to be at the Conspiracy Conference.
If you're anywhere, if you're within 100 or a couple hundred miles of San Francisco, and you have the opportunity to come to the Conspiracy Con, where I'll be presenting, and along with a number of excellent other authors and investigators. Please, in fact, Dr. Deagle, I was just on Dr. Deagle's program the other day on Genesis Communications. That is going to be another speaker. Sean David Morton is also going to be another speaker. He's just registered to be a speaker for ConspiracyCon.
We're going to do a Pharma Whore screening on that Sunday night at 9 p.m., we're also going to be returning to San Francisco the following week, and we're going to be doing a huge screening at the Bow Theater, which is also in that same area.
Yeah.
And so we'd love for you to come out.
And so if you're listening out there from Toronto, we also are advancing to people in Toronto the opportunity in June. We've selected tentatively June 18th to be in Toronto and to have a screening and a discussion about Pharma Whores, and invite the local politicians from the Canadian government to participate, because if we ask the specific pointed questions whether or not they're aware that this is ongoing, that the media is being manipulated by the banksters such as J.P. Morgan Chase, Lloyd Blankfein, the Goldman Sachs Lloyd Blankfein that owns ABC, Disney, and Rupert Murdoch that runs News Corp, that also engages this whole Merck pharmaceutical agenda. And so these are the issues that we, the people, must come to terms with. In fact, if you love America and you are by nature a constitutionalist and support the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights that calls for freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and you realize that our press is no longer free, and that literally the way that we the people have been indoctrinated into these insanities, these lunacies and hypocrisies, and that the reality is that's all done by programming in what's called entertainment. And so we've got to realize these are the behavioral, socially indoctrinating media that we're dealing with, and that this is what creates the culture, the socio-economic political milieu, the cult in which we were raised now, we've been now raising our children. If you look around, everybody's sick. The planet's sick. The environment's intoxicated. We're genetically mutated. The fact is that the vaccinations have created intoxications, and ultimately these whole plagues have come about, like skyrocketing rates of autism due to mercury intoxication in the vaccinations. All of these issues are urgent. They're genocidal issues. This is, in fact, omnicide, because when you're dealing with various species verging on the brink of extinction because the chemical industrialists, allied with the pharmaceutical industrialists, it's one pharmaceutical cartel, that they're poisoning everything, that you've got to realize we've got to take heed, we've got to march forward with love, with certainty, with assertiveness, and demanding we the people to be freed from this intoxication and this gross deception being primarily programmed into the society, into the culture by the mainstream media. So if you're out there, Get a copy of Pharma Whores, get together with Sherry Kane, contact her at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. That's info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, right?
Yes, and I also want to mention that we'll be on the East Coast. We'll be in Massachusetts on June 30th in Northampton. We'll be holding a screening there. And
that's with Jonathan Mark.
Jonathan Mark from 9/11, the 9/11 Truth Movement. And the other Bal Theater event that I mentioned in San Francisco on June 12th, Saturday, June 12th, that's going to be sponsored by 9/11 Truthers as well, and that's going to be Richard Gage, who's actually running the whole entire 9/11 Truth Movement. So he's been supporting us. He's also a Healthy World affiliate, and so we're being able to support his organization through Healthy World Affiliates. So if you have the desire to have us come to your town, we'll be on the East Coast. If you live in Philadelphia, Washington, or New York City.
So contact Sherry.
Yeah, contact
Let's schedule
me.
It. Why don't you get out there
Boston,
and do something?
Boston, Massachusetts.
We've been
any of those
plugging places. Along, and we're doing great. Why don't you partner with us?
Right.
So we're asking you to contact Sherry at info@HealthyWorldAffiliates,
right?
Right,
and this is what we're doing.
HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
This is what we're doing right now is, if you hold a screening, you will sign up as a Healthy World affiliate. We'll give out flyers at your event. Everybody that attends, they'll see your link on the flyer, your affiliate link. Anyone that signs up under you and they purchase something from the site, you will get commission. And so basically it's
a good commission. It's excellent.
A really, really amazing commission. So it's a way to make extra money. Well, also, after you join Healthy World Affiliates, I'll give you a banner that you can put up on your website. You can link it to your specific URL.
And give it
to
other people from other websites so that they will link through to your website. In other words, we're giving you a $10,000 valued web store, turnkey business opportunity, so you've got nothing to fear in terms of the economy.
And there's no startup fees, no monthly charges, no purchase requirements, no admin time spent. You don't have to waste your time, making sure the website's working. There's no hidden fees. So it's a really win-win situation. You have nothing to lose. The only thing you have is to gain the opportunity to have access to these amazing alternative
life-saving
products, and also ability to save other people's lives, and especially with what we're dealing right now with the healthcare reform and unemployment, because we know now that they're taking away healthcare from a lot of very, very poor people.
Yes. That just came out in I guess it was a couple of days ago in the papers in California. Governor Schwarzenegger is eliminating a massive amount of impoverished people's social benefits. And so it's going to get real rough. This is just the beginning. It's not going to get better because they're tearing down America. America is the new Nazi Germany, in case you haven't woken up. The history is repeating itself. The ancestors that created the Holocaust are now creating globalization. The rise of the Fourth Reich is now. That's what globalism is. And so this concept that we Americans have been sold out is very clear to your average Joe on the street right now. The opportunity exists, therefore, to give people an alternative. An alternative, for example, to the corrupt World Health Organization that's now calling the shots in American healthcare and public health, and this coming fall is going to bring you another series of frights about H5N1 and H1N1 viruses, the new influenza plagues that they created in their labs. They're going to get you to get vaccinated. Whatever they can do to frighten you into vaccinations, they're going to do. We already know that. And so this time in history is extremely important. What a blessing it is. We should be thankful, so extremely thankful and humbled by the fact we've been chosen to disseminate the truth that shall set us free, with regard especially to the frequencies of divinity that can bless us optimally, so that we can resonate with health and healing and sustenance. Yea, though we walk through this valley, we don't have to fear anything, because we've got the Creator on our side, is revealing all these wonderful things and giving us the opportunities that we're now sharing with you, because that's our ministry. That's our mission. We've got to march triumphantly together as one Holy Spirit-filled family, this extended family, whether you're in Toronto, whether you're in San Francisco with Reverend Roxy in Hawaii, we are one family. And it's very clear by all the evidence, the research, the science, as well as the scriptural revelations that that's so. We've got to come together now because it's been prophesied that we shall come together now. If you've got ears to hear this truth, then please get in touch with us. Partner with us. Be the extended family that's marching on behalf of divinity to bless this whole civilization, to have people sustain themselves, prosper in all ways, including financial. Just the concept alone that if you simply get two other people, you turn them on to these products, you'll be buying your products for free. And so you'll be able to be sustaining yourself against the plagues, for example, with this magnificent product called OxySilver that is the world's leading silver hydrosol, the most powerful of all substitutes, alternatives to the toxic vaccinations and the broad-spectrum antibiotics. OxySilver resonates in 528 hertz frequency. Study this. Don't just take my word for it. Research what we have, what we've published on it. Look at the citations, and you realize, wow, Horowitz and Kane and Reverend Roxy are at the forefront of this magnificent evolution of consciousness for literally the salvation, physical salvation, not intoxication. Physical salvation rests on this information and bringing it, actualizing it, putting it into practice, and applying these incredibly important principles in your daily life. pH, detoxification, boosting, normalizing natural immunity holistically, oxygenation, the bioenergetics, everything from hands-on healing and prayer to the Rife frequency generators. This is what I went over for years already, if you've been paying attention, in Healing Celebrations. Get the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Get it on healthyworldstore.com and review it, read it, and take it to heart and practice it. And what you'll find is you'll not only be sustained, physically healed, but you will be vibrating according to literally divinity, because that's the blessings that we have to administer at this time in history.
Yes, I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. It's a two-minute sign-up, healthyworldaffiliates.com, two-minute sign-up. You get a website worth at least $10,000, and you get a turnkey business and having the most amazing alternative health products ever. Anyway, how are you doing out there, Reverend Roxy?
I'm just doing fine. I'm just listening to all the updates and just getting all excited about what y'all are doing, and people getting ready to get an eye full of farmer whores. I mean, I'm telling you, you're gonna have a new binocular in the hip generation when you're a farmer whore. They're gonna be looking at people like, on Showtime and in the television, and when they turn on Fox News, they'll be like, look at them farmer whores. They'll no longer be journalists. Yeah. They'll be farmer whores, you know? It's like,
that's right.
Well, we have a great marketing label for it now. What was it? The Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, yeah. Kane and Horowitz are the big farmers, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I must be the one that be driving that getaway car, that little ugly one that used to hang out with him, huh?
Who can help us with that one, Roxy? Who else can drive
a
getaway car but you?
Yeah.
Hey, Reverend Roxy, you know, this opportunity that we had talked the other day with our brother Jeff, who's running for U.S. Senate in Hawaii, and we talked to Jeff about having you acquire or rent for our organization the Palace Theater downtown in Hilo in August, and we could do a fundraiser for Auntie Emily and whatever organizations that I know. The Turtle Party, for example, is close to your heart, is dear to your heart.
Definitely.
And so this is the kind of organization.
Hula Sumo.
Batimo. You know,
yeah.
I wanted to tell everybody, you know, we're all on the move. It's really incredible. I'm going to Washington, D.C., and I'll be in Washington, D.C. Anybody in the D.C. area, please go online and find the lay draping ceremony, 2010 draping ceremony, and get sign up. And I think the deadline's June 1st.
June 1st, okay.
June 1st for the deadline for you to get in. You gotta have your name on the list. And it's like you attend with 600 or so delegates and people from all over, and there's hula. So for anybody that really wants to really understand what's going on in terms of the culture and the history of Hawaii, come, because yours truly is going to be presenting to the architect and the capitol, and also to the Hawaii State Historical Society. I'm going to be giving proclamations from the mayor and also to the architect of the capitol. And getting a chance to see the Capitol up close and personal. But more than that, to pray for peace right inside that Capitol, right up, looking up, sending that energy up and knowing that power goes down, but it also goes up. And so we're going to be going down into the bottom, and we're going to be bringing our energy into that visitor center. So anybody in the D.C. area, hey, come and see Reverend Roxy over at the lay draping ceremony.
Wonderful. So how many lays are you going to get? 2,000 lays and hand those out to people there?
No. I'm just kind of with the pot. We did that already. We did that for the, we're off to see Obama tour. And we bought Aloha. One day, there will be a time, and I would like to do it with Live H2O, that we commission the people, the indigenous people of this island, to make the lays and bring them to all of the representatives and senators over there real soon before they make their horrible decision about the caca bill. I can only tell you that I hope we could maybe one day show how this greedy beast, these families, these 65 men, way back when, they took Kauai and they just took it. You see what I'm saying? They just took it. And now they got
to
give it back. You know, because it's
time
our
to give
power.
It back. Yep.
And it's our peace. And anybody that want to come here can see we're beauty, and they can see the rainbows, and right now the mist that's falling over the valley of Apiakau. There's so much left, and we have so much to lose, everybody. This is the prayer. That's why everything is green, and we want to keep it green. So we've got to begin to look towards Mother Earth, not out into space or down the freeway. We have to look into Mother Earth because she's hurting, and she's going to...
Yeah, she's hemorrhaging right now because of the Halliburton explosion.
Oh,
that was just incredible.
And, that's the petrochemical that you're talking about, because all of that oil is the future. Well, maybe they're doing us a favor, because now it won't go into people's bodies that way. But now it's in the fish. Now it's in the clams. Now it's going up the coast.
Yeah.
It might meet you in Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know, for folks who haven't heard, it was the Halliburton organization that's heavily connected to the Bush family, the Carlyle Group, the movers and shakers in the banking and the war-making community. This organization was responsible for the explosion that now you've got a hemorrhaging wound in Mother Earth that is literally pouring out all this oil. This is a hideous catastrophe. Again, it was man-made. But what you want to know is that it was precisely timed for this whole concept that was the expose that the J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs people that we heavily expose in Pharma Whores, the documentary. It was in the news for like 3 days that they were the reason that the whole economic collapse was furthered in the housing shortage and the shorting of the stocks in the housing market. It was all this big plan. They made a lot of money pulling America's economy down, and that was hitting the news. And so they needed a distraction, literally an explosion, to distract everybody's attention. And that's what they did in the Gulf, and that's what you're reading about right now. So these
it took 11 days, though, for them to report the truth. You see, that's the thing, is that the explosion happened, the people died, but you didn't hear it in the news. It was kept downplayed as they began to assess, and they realized, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger till then it's, oh, my God, let's tell them. Because they like to mess with us that way. You see,
that's what they always do.
Takes our confidence, and we don't know whether to run to Wall Street, if anybody knows now. People don't know whether to go to the bank, whether to go to Wall Street. They don't know. So they made a killing, and now they don't get to keep it. You see, everybody was making money. This is the joke. That's why my father said, get the money, and don't forget the money. But what he always knew was to pass the money on, do something good with it, do something with it, turn it into something. But see, these people got their money in the banks. That's the last place I have my wealth. And my wealth isn't in the dollar.
I'll tell you something. Unbelievable. What a scam that is.
Like people out there are not aware of, which I hope we all are, of what it means to have an oil spill and what it actually is on your... I mean, we got it on our skin.
Yeah, we were walking the beach in Southern California, and the beach was full of these tar balls. Mm. Now, they claim that some of it's natural, and probably some of it is. But, you know, you look off on the horizon, and there's all these oil drilling platforms out in the ocean now that weren't there 20 years ago. These are relatively new. And so all the beaches are fouled now. As you walk the Southern California beaches, you step on these hideous, smelly, and intoxicating tar balls.
Yeah, and you can't get it off your skin. I mean, I tried for like an hour, several different things, scrubbing it off my skin, and it's
well, oil, you got to use oil.
Mineral oils, and I mean, it was just horrendous. It was on both of our skin, on our feet.
Grease removes grease. Oil removes oil. Remember
yes,
that.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. So
oil
finally did it, you know?
Yeah. And so, you know, just trying to, you know, understand now out there, people, what this oil does to the environment, what it does to the sea life, how
horrible.
These poor birds out there are covered with this oil that can't get off their skin. It's like paint. It's like thick paint. Can you imagine that? They can't even breathe. It gets up their nose. I mean,
it's horrible.
These poor sea creatures are, I mean, our whole environment.
The plankton. On the microscopic level, it's all dead. You know,
yes.
It's obvious the birds and everything are going to go, the otters and everything else that you see out there. But on the microscopic level, the bacteria and the different planktons and the things that have the exchange of water and the clouds, our climate, everything. But you know what? The world's not coming to an end, folks. It's just coming to a start. Because the beauty of the Creator is that whatever how stupid man can be and can cross over the line, the Creator will always leave a spark of inspiration that will allow us to understand what it is that we have, we can protect. So it's no more in addition. So it's time for us to shut these people down. It's time more now than ever to hurt them where they live, which is to begin to drive less, begin to buy less, begin to grow more. And begin to care for your own children. Don't depend on the government because they're going to bail on you. They're making
and that's what they're
going to
give you. The whole thing is geared so the government takes
drive you despondent.
Intoxicates us and literally profitably depopulates. It's all about profitable depopulation. How can they make the most money getting people sick and getting people to an early grave? Because right now Social Security is bankrupt. They've got all these problems. They've got all these people to feed. So they're going to come around this fall with a new plague, and they're going to come get you. If the plague doesn't kill you that they've created, the vaccines will. So,
well, it isn't even the vaccine. I think it's going to be the needle. Because if you go back to the Church Commission and you look at that dart gun that Frank Church is holding up and he's describing a way in which they were able to inject people with viruses from 100 yards through their clothes and they don't even feel it. And then boom, 2-3 years down the line, they develop cancer. So we're talking about mycoplasma. And more than anybody I know can talk about mycoplasma, and you should really, mycoplasma.
Well, that's why we're so thankful that we've got OxySilver, because OxySilver whacks mycoplasma really powerfully. In fact, so powerfully that I recommend people detox first, like 6 to 9 days before you take OxySilver, you take Zeolife and get a good detox program such as the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser Detox Program. If you do that, you'll prepare yourself for this complete elimination and the killing of the mycoplasma within the cells. It comes out into the blood, and basically it will cause what's the Herxheimer reaction, it's called, or the healing crisis. And so we urge people to think smart when you're using some powerful natural remedies such as OxySilver, to think about what it is that you're doing, understand your own body, understand the process of natural healing, and take optimal advantage of your knowledge.
Sherry? Dr. Lynn, we have a caller on the line, and that caller is Max from Montreal. Let's say hello to Max.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going over there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the Inside Hour. Speak up.
Hi. Great to hear you guys. This is really inspiring, as usual. You guys are sounding spirit-filled tonight, and that's great to hear. I just had a question for you, Len, about... something that you wrote in the Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you had this section in there where you went through the King James Bible and you had put together a bunch of the characteristics that were associated with the 144,000 that be gathering at this crucial point in history. And among them you wrote, I think it's number 50, was healthy, was one of the characteristics of these people. And in parentheses you put vegetarian, citing the book of Genesis at the beginning. And I'm just wondering what your general views on vegetarianism are, and how essential you think that is at this point in time, and especially since it almost seems to contradict certain things that are said in the New Testament where the diet isn't as much of importance. I was wondering if you could maybe go into a little bit of detail about your views on vegetarianism.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that's a beautiful question. I am totally in support of being vegan, and I have to tell you, I still eat meat. So you could say that I'm a hypocrite, but you know, there's certain blood types, and I'm one of the O's, the O blood type, that has a tendency to kind of like crave beef. So I will typically go for about a month or two before I have any beef, and then I'll have a beautiful steak. But the reality is that if you think about what it is that all of this is about, it is the spirit that heals us, that sustains us. That's why Jesus said men live by more than bread alone. It's not so much what we put into our body physically. It's actually spiritually. You have breatharians today that are living off of oxygenation and breathing deeply and doing oxygenation exercises. You have also people who stare at the sun and gaze. Now, don't do this if you're not used to and practiced and trained to do this, but people stare at the sun for extended periods of time and they stop eating. And there's many people that are doing this now. Well, what's the relationship between breatharians and these kind of light seekers? Is H2O. It's water. Because the sun is made of 98% hydrogen, 2% helium, which is two hydrogen molecules or atoms put together. And suddenly you realize that all of the energy that sources our spirituality and physicality sources from the same place. All of it comes from the hydrogen, donates the electron to the oxygen in water. And now you have this whole understanding of pH. You have this whole understanding of the oxygen being the alkalinizing agent, carrying the energy, the breath of life, prana, the whole concept of respiration, inspiration, bringing in the oxygen, re-spiritualization, recreating ourselves energetically from the food of the Creator, which is the electron that spins in harmony and resonance frequency with divinity optimally. It's vibing at 528 love. And so what is the closest thing to that? Chlorophyll. You can literally be hemorrhaging and have no blood, having no access to a type, blood type that would be right for you, and you could literally substitute ounce for ounce chlorophyll. You could drink chlorophyll or even put it into your bloodstream and actually have a same type of oxygenation. This is the vegetarian world. So the concept also that wheatgrass, Sherry and I attended last week in San Francisco a couple lectures where we heard researchers and educators talk about the miracles of wheatgrass juice, fasting, and cleansing. And again, look at the grass itself. It's greenish yellow. That means it's vibrating at 528 hertz frequency. And so this greenish yellow color comes into our bodies. It's very pure. It's the fundamental energy source. In fact, if you think about among the greatest challenges for civilization today in terms of sustainability, if you consider how many gallons of water, it takes thousands of gallons of water to produce just 1 pound of beef. It's not the same for wheatgrass. So if you're looking at the future, you're looking at the future for how we can sustain civilization optimally, naturally, cleanly. You've got to consider the whole vegetarian concept. You've got to consider this raw movement, whereby if we literally take the pure botanical world and look at it for its bounty and sustaining capacity, there's nothing like it. So I still eat meat. I do have a craving for it because I'm that kind of a person. But and I don't condemn anybody else who's meat eaters. But in terms of a frank, honest discussion about this, at this time in history where we have all these environmental problems and catastrophes and the pollution and the whole petrochemical intoxication of the soils and the agriculture that's incredibly polluted by the same people that are polluting our bodies with the vaccinations. They're all in bed together. You realize it's got to come around to what we feed ourselves. You know, it's said that you are what you eat. Well, I think it's what you are, what you breathe. You are what you resonate. I've said that you are a digital, bio-holographic. Digital, that's mathematical. Bio-holographic, biology and holography. You're a hologram that's manifesting in a quantum field. That is what the Bible talks about as the firmament. You're digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation, a divine frequency vibration that's manifesting miraculously every nano instant because you've got the song, the music from the heavenly throne, the Creator's singing us into existence along with everything else in the universe via the technology of creativity, which is the musical mathematics. If you understand that, suddenly now you understand how is it that the botanical world can yield such blessings? How is it that wheatgrass delivers that powerful healing? It's so simple. It's the vibration. It's a spirit that's in the food far more. It's in the vegetables and the fruits. It is far more vibrant. The enzymes are alive in the organic raw foods than they are cooked. They're far more powerful than eating beef, and they're far more sustainable, permaculturally speaking, than any other form of nutrient that we could create.
I agree with you, definitely. I think raw foods are the best foods you can put into your body. Any living food is.
Yeah, so does that kind of answer your question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just wanted to point out something. You guys were talking about the pharma whores. I actually went to the website earlier to try and get that, to give the donation, and that's it's not actually, you can't access it right now. There seems to be some problem at the website.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, well, thanks. We'll have to check that out.
At healthyworldscore.com, did you get to go to, or was it the pharmahorse.com website?
It was the one that refers to the healthyworldstore/donations.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that. We'll have to get on that right away. Thank you very, very much because, you know, without your feedback out there, I mean, we just checked it yesterday. It was working, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if things do happen, we really appreciate you letting us know as your partners in this great movement, this evolution.
And I know, Mac, you're in Canada, right? We met you in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
So what part of Canada are you in?
Toronto, right?
No. I'm in
Montreal.
Montreal,
yeah.
Right.
So,
Montreal.
So if you are interested in helping us host a screening in Montreal, we'd be happy to come over there as well. I know that you're definitely somebody who's been a big supporter of Dr. Horowitz for a long time, and you understand the work that we're trying to do.
Yeah, you know what would be a good time, Mac, if you're able to. And what I recommend everyone listening, you have local cinemas that's family-owned, independent theaters, movie theaters that are still available. All the chains haven't bought out all the local cinemas. The old cinemas are wonderful places, and I know there's a couple in Montreal. I know there's some in Toronto. And we're going to be, as Sherry mentioned, on the 30th of June, we're going to be in Massachusetts, which is really about 6.5-hour drive to Montreal. So we really could come up there, Mac, and basically come and work with you and host an event up there. We could have question answers at the end of the Pharma Horse screening. And then with the Healthy World Affiliates program, with you signed up as an affiliate, then everyone that comes will give them flyers. They'll all link to your website, not ours, and then you'll be able to have a lot of people supporting your whole movement up there in consciousness and saving lives through educating people as well as giving them these great products. And it can be lucrative, and it can be a great blessing for your community.
If you're interested in getting more information on that, email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Beautiful. Yep. Well, there's only really one thing to say to that, and that would be...
Hey, was that
just for you?
Well, thank you. Was that tuned to 528?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful.
This is the only way to go these days.
It is. Oh, you know, you're going to love the new material. I've got to start writing because I've got to write up the new revelations that came this week. It is a slam dunk. We've got the top people in the field that understood the manipulation from the Rockefeller Foundation of the music to coerce us into the 440 standard tuning, actually say the tendency is from the heart of musicians to tune up to 444, which is C528. So I think we've got everything we need right now to advance powerfully this revolution in consciousness and this healing celebration through the music. So it's really a great time.
Oh, that's beautiful, guys. Keep on trucking, and you got my support here, so I'll try and get in touch with you on the email, and we'll see if we can't rustle up something good over here.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling back. Be blessed,
no
brother.
Problem. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so, Sherry, we've got about 5 minutes left. Reverend Roxy, what do you want us to tell the folks about what's happening in Hawaii? You need some prayers for Auntie Emily?
Yeah, you can always pray for Auntie Emily because she's praying for the world. But over here today was kind of interesting. You know how they're always over here talking about the marijuana, the council will be talking about the marijuana thing, and they can't get behind it. Well, today, Council Greenwell, he put up a resolution to kind of end the war on drugs and to encourage the state to just go ahead and legalize everything. He took it to the other extreme.
Wow, that's very interesting, and he's very conservative.
And so then, let me tell you, all these people who were talking out the side of their neck about how bad marijuana was and they couldn't allow it, all of a sudden now you put it up against the meth and the heroin and the ice and all the rest of it, and they go, well, marijuana's not that bad. So we're like, you know, the people over here are kind of bipolar now as to what this council really means. But Auntie, she stay her ground. She stayed her ground, and she voted for Greenwell, and so did Greenwell, and so too, and it goes to council with a negative recommendation. And they all pat themselves on the back as if they're doing something, but one day, they're going to know the truth, and we will welcome and love them anyway. That's what I want to say.
Well, that's good. Okay, send Auntie Emily our love and our prayers.
So how are the goats and the kitties?
How are the goats and the sheep?
And the cat?
Everything. Hey, send money. No, the goats, the goat and the sheep, they are, Sativa is taking wonderful care of them. And we've got two wonderful, wonderful, blessed people who are working real hard to mow these big fields out here. It's a field of green. People are really seeing a difference in the property, and we're just holding it down until you guys get back, you know? And
wonderful. We'll be back in August.
August. How is Alohi doing?
Oh, she's doing fine, too. She's doing fine. Lucy's fine.
Alohi's
Buddy's
a cat.
Fine.
For those of you who don't know.
Is she still really chubby?
Yes, she's chubby.
Oh, she's so cute.
You did it to her.
I
you
miss
guys
her.
Loved her. Loved her fat.
Yeah. And give my goat my love.
All right. Well, please do call me sometime.
Yes,
okay, yes.
Yes.
And actually, that now that I've got you, I know I've been trying to reach you. Mitch Fine wants us to have a gathering together. So let's get together with Mitch on the phone in the
call
next
Call me after
couple.
The show. Call me after the show. Directly after the show. Just pick up the phone.
Sounds
We've
good.
Got to talk. Aloha.
Aloha. Hey, so folks, thanks for joining us tonight on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
I'm Sherry Kane. Thank you for joining us.
And we'll see you next week again. We're broadcasting live streaming on love528tv.net. That's where you can join us every week. I don't know whether Don had the opportunity to actually live stream on BBS. I know audio, we're on bbsradio.com starting at midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and it's 6 o'clock Hawaii time. And we ask you to maybe join us for also the audio and video broadcast on love528tv.net. Stay tuned now on BBS Radio for Don Nikoloff in Evident Footprints. Don always has an excellent show. He usually has excellent guests. And again, you'll get some very important information that you won't hear on the mainstream. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, wishing you lots of love for this coming week. Protect yourself with it. Bask in it. Glorify the Creator. Give thanks for it. Love you.
God bless you.
Talk to you next week.
Good night.